Okay. So let's start this off by saying this is Logan and Daisy. And so start off by telling everybody how long you guys have been together.
Almost 9 months.
Wow. How did you guys first meet?
On Tinder.
Wow. You know, you're the first disabled couple that I've heard that met on Tinder.
Really? Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're the very first disabled couple I ever heard met on Tinder. Everybody I talked to that had something to do with Tinder, they never meet anyway. And I've used it myself, and every time I swipe, they never hit me back. So that's very awesome that y'all met on Tinder. So to add to that, what was that experience like when y'all first met on Tinder? Like, were you hesitant to download the app, or what was your experience downloading the app and going through that process?
Oh man, I've been on Tinder for a minute. So I've multi like, I've had dates through that app for years and all that. So finding her on there for me was like, whoa, she's gorgeous. Let me see. It was awesome for me.
Wow, so did you know that she was disabled too, or did you just find that out through talking to her?
I just found out through talking to her.
Oh, cool. So, what do you think the number one thing that people misunderstand about you guys on relationships, and what have y'all done to change that interaction on a date, or what kind of things happen when you guys go on a date? What do you think the number one thing is that people misunderstand?
I think that people think that he can't do anything for himself. And they think that I'm like a servant for him, which is so far from the truth.
That's so you kind of push him to do what he can on his own. That's awesome. So has there ever been a situation on a date to add to that where you've had to push him to do something he didn't want to do? And somebody maybe had looked at you a little different and kind of got a different aspect of you guys because of that issue?
Nothing like that. One of the things we do have is issues of me trying to be too independent in situations where I would need her help, and she'll be like, "No, don't be a daredevil, don't be a daredevil." And I'll just go down some big ramp, hands up, like, "Look, mom, no hands."
That's awesome. So, what do you think the number one thing that non-disabled couples need to understand about you guys, and what do you guys do on dates to change their interaction or their opinion?
I don't know. What do you think? I guess what I would probably say is don't judge a book by its cover. Like, there are independent people with disabilities out there that can do a lot and, maybe.
Awesome. Have you guys ever interacted with any other couples and or been on a date, made friends, and kind of kept in touch and kind of did double dating things, or?
No, we had plans to, but we didn't wind up doing it.
Why didn't you guys end up doing it? Was it a disability issue, or just couldn't work the plans out, or the times, or?
Oh, my friend passed away.
Oh man, I know that had to be hard.
Yeah.
Well, oh, what is the most challenging part when you guys go on dates? Or the most challenging part of your relationship, not just on a date, but your relationship as a whole?
It's just finding somewhere for like seating.
It's the wheelchair. Let's
Yeah,
be
but for a better question, like, what's the most challenging part of you guys' relationship as a whole? Not just on a date, but as a whole, as being a disabled couple.
being able to understand one another.
Yeah.
That's a very I never expected that. That's a very interesting. Can you elaborate on that?
It's like with me being autistic, I speak like a whole different language than what he does, being neurodivergent versus neurotypical.
Explain a little bit what that means to people that don't know what those words mean.
So neurodivergence is when you have things like ADHD, autism, etc. And for me, I have all of those things.
Oh, wow. So you got a whole book of stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. I have all of that plus more.
Oh, wow. Well, you guys complement each other really well. That's awesome. What have you learned about disabilities differently? What have you learned differently about disabilities through dating?
I've learned that he's really independent.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll be going to play rock shows and stuff in different states and all over my state, just on a train and just chilling.
So you can play what now? Say that again?
I'm a metal musician, so I'll go off and play like rock shows and stuff literally by myself, take trains, Ubers, hotels, chill. Literally, I took a train down to play a show once, and then the train back was right back to her.
That's awesome. So how far was that, not to get into too much of that, because I'm going to have you on a different episode, but what was it like riding that train, and what was your fear as a girlfriend of him riding the train, and how did you overcome that fear? Like, having a disability not be any different from worrying about somebody, you know, if you're able-bodied? What, is there any difference to that, or is it still the same?
I have more anxiety about, like, him being able to get on and off the train and them accommodating and, like, having ramps that he can use. I worry that there's not going to be a ramp or that somebody won't help if he really needs it.
Okay, well, I think that if you think about it, most couples worry about their husband or boyfriend or something, or girlfriend going out. So that's really what I'm trying to say is the people that are going to watch this, what they're saying is there's no difference. Just because we have disabilities, we all worry about the same thing. So what is something that you wish non-disabled people knew more about dating and what it's like having a disability dating, and what's something they can do to help understand you guys better as a disabled couple and disabled dating in general?
I guess basically the thing to understand is communication is key, and not everybody has the same needs and all that, and it's one of those things where if you really love the person, you gotta, you know, do the homework.
That's awesome. So back to doing the homework, what was your hardest part of learning about autism, and what was your hardest part going in when you decided to date her? I'm just asking you these questions to give the listeners and stuff a little more elaboration of what it's like to go through the show that we're no different. So what was that like what were you most worried about, and how did you overcome those fears when you were learning about her and her disability?
I had no fears at all because I have a sister who's autistic, but her autism's a little more, I guess you would say, severe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, severe. And so for me, it was kind of easy. The only challenge I would probably say is, like, sometimes there are certain things that I may have to be a little more direct with her about than I would say someone else, like, you know, who doesn't.
Okay, so Daisy, it would be fair to say that you're high functioning, right?
Yeah, I'm more high functioning.
Okay, so do me a favor. Explain to somebody what high functioning versus the other form of autism for the people that don't know what the difference is.
With high functioning, you tend to have lower support needs, which basically means that you don't need near as much support as somebody that is low functioning. Like, I was in the regular classes at school. I was actually in AP classes at school.
Okay, so you got the regular high school education and the regular, you were pushed in the regular high school society, right?
Yes.
Cool. So that's all of my questions. Is there anything you guys wished I would ask or elaborate on? Is there anything you guys want to elaborate on to let the people know, to paint a picture of who you guys are and how they can better understand disabled couples and dating?
I think we got it all.
All right. Well, I thank you for your time.
No problem.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right, bro.
All right.